Welcome to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. It's a special edition of the show as we get one of the first interviews with the brand new coach of the Dundee Stars. Now, last month it was announced that Jeff Hutchins would be leaving the post after 3 years. In those 3 years, he guided the club to the Gardner Conference title, but this season just missed out on the playoffs and finished bottom of the table. Well, I'm delighted to say the Dundee Stars have appointed a new coach, and I'm delighted to say joining me now is the new coach, Mark Lefevre. First of all, Dundee new coach Mark Lefevre, congratulations on your new post, Mark. How did it all come about for you?
Well, when I knew they weren't going to bring Hutchie back, I put my resume in, obviously, and they contacted me, and we went through a formal interview process, and things gathered pretty quickly in the last few days. I talked to them again on Wednesday, then I got on Friday, and Friday night I got the nice phone call offering me the job, and I gladly accepted it.
And of course, you've got a bit of a history with the Elite League. More recently, you were the coach at Coventry. You were assistant coach at Sheffield Steelers as well. What is it about the Elite League that keeps bringing you back?
Well, I'm like a cat with nine lives. I guess they just keep finding me places. But no, but obviously, I got my start in professional hockey there with Sheffield as a player. I won two trophies there, and obviously had a good time at Edinburgh as well. Obviously, I played for Coventry, and. Obviously Sheffield and Coventry brought me back in the coaching roles, and now Dundee. I think it's just the attraction of the league is, I have a British passport. I have a lot of, ancestry there. My mother was born in England too as well. So, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of attraction there. It's a North American style game as well, which I like. And there's just a lot of factors that keep bringing me back, I guess.
Now, as I mentioned, last season you started the season as coach of Coventry Blaze. You didn't see out the season. You were gone by about November, December time. When you look back on your time at Coventry, is there any regrets?
No regrets. I think, but there's a lot of things I learned about myself, both as a person, as a coach, and I got away from a few things that I prided myself on the year before when I came into Coventry and took over from Matty Soderstrom. I got away from who I was as a coach, and looking back, I got to take a lot of responsibility for that. That's on my shoulders, and but I've learned from that. I went to Hungary for the last half of the season, and that was a good learning experience, both mentally, on the mental side for me, and both for the hockey side. So, I learned a lot both as a person and as a coach, and I'm a lot better for it.
And of course, Coventry under Chuck Webber went on and won the playoffs last season as well, with a lot of the players that you brought into the team at the start of the season. How much pride did you take in that?
Oh, a lot. I was so proud of those guys. They won it. Because they were a good group of guys. I never had any problems with any of the players or anything. And it was just a really good group of people that were there. And Chuck did an amazing job coming in. I was really happy for them and the organization for winning the playoffs. Obviously, it would have been like it to be me that won the trophy for them. But I was very proud of that group.
Now, of course, you're coming to Dundee. Dundee have lost Jeff Hutchins, as you mentioned there. You're taking over from Jeff. As an outsider looking in, what do you think went wrong with Dundee last season?
It's hard to point your finger on anything, I think, on just one thing. It could be a lot of things. There's a lot of injuries. Maybe they didn't get the goaltending they thought that they had the year before with Bacala. A lot of things. I mean, I don't know if they're big players. They didn't score a lot of goals. That was one major factor you look at from an outsider's point of view. I mean, there's a lot of things. And, obviously we got to improve in all areas from goaltending to defense to scoring. There's going to be a lot of areas of improvement for this club. And just looking at down the roster, I think there's some good pieces there. But obviously we got to improve because you don't want to finish last place again. The organization, the fans definitely don't want that. And so there's going to be a lot of improvement in every area.
I mean, the club finishing last place, as you just touched upon there. Was that a surprise for you, given how well they did the season before?
Well, just look at their roster, I'm surprised, because they had some very good players that have done well in the Elite League the year before or in years past, and they brought some good pieces, I thought, over from North America. And some things, that sometimes you don't get the chemistry, the right chemistry, and things don't fall into place. And like I said, injuries could have been a cause of it as well. Like I said, there's not just one thing you can point at. There's several things you can point at, but it is very surprising.
And of course, Dundee as a city, you played in Scotland with Edinburgh Capitals in the past. How much do you think Scottish ice hockey has come on in recent years, particularly with the involvement of the teams in the Elite League?
Well, you just look at Brayhead's success last year, or in the last couple of years. Look at their fan base. you know, Edinburgh's been a key piece of the league for a long time. You know, Fife's fan base and their arena, Dundee, obviously. You know, it's come out in leaps and bounds, and I think it's only going to get better. And you look at a lot of the Scottish players around the league, and I think the development system there is going in the right direction. And, you know, I think just having the four Scottish teams is a big thing for the Elite League. I think they're a key part of it.
Now, when you look ahead to the season, obviously you'll be starting to get things in place right now. But what can the fans expect from you as their coach for the coming season?
Well, I think we're going to have an aggressive fast skating team. We have a big ice service in Dundee. You know, it's not like being in the other conference when I was in Coventry, where we had a smaller rink and we had to go to Cardiff quite a bit, and had to have a more grittier team. And you know, we're going to have a fast-paced team. We're probably a younger team than most teams. Just because I want guys who are going to be hungry and want to be there in Dundee and want to play for the Stars. I don't want us to be the guys' fifth or sixth choice around the league. We want guys to come there hungry and develop themselves and develop their careers. So it's going to be an exciting season in Dundee. It's going to be exciting hockey, and hope the fans are looking forward to it.
I think there was a general kind of apathy towards the team because of, obviously, the poor season that they had in terms of the fans that came out. Can you bring the fans back to Dundee Ice Arena and get that place rocking again?
Oh, I believe so. I think, like I just said, we're going to have a fun, exciting team this year. And I think it's going to be a team that they're going to be proud of, and the city's going to be proud of. And we're going to get the old saying, the bums in seats. And, you know, I think it's going to be an exciting team like it was 2 years ago. And I think it's going to be a good season for the Dundee Stars.
Now, what can you tell us about the team so well? I'm not expecting you to name names, obviously, but have you started putting things in place about the personnel you want in the team? Have you got players signed up already?
Yeah, I don't have any players signed right now, but you know, there's a lot of talks going on right now. These things will hopefully come together quickly here. I mean, we've got a few months here before we have to have our whole team together, so I'm going to be patient this year. You know, I like to get a couple signs done here early, but I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. I want to make sure we get the right people here, not just the right players, but the right people in the dressing room too, on and off the ice. And, you know, look at my ghost roster. I know who I want, and I know the type of players I want. And, you know, we'll be patient here and get the right people and players in here.
And, of course, you're going to say your target next season is obviously going to be the Gardner Conference as well. How close can you come to emulating what Jeff Hutchins did a couple of seasons ago?
Well, I think we can get there and get beyond that. I think it's just a matter of finding the right people and the right players, like I said, and the right chemistry, and guys buying into a system, and, you know, finding ways to win. I mean, the Elite League, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's, you know, obviously different than most leagues, because the league is the main thing there. And obviously our goal, we want to win that conference, and especially we just really want to improve on last season. I mean, you know, we don't want another season like the organization had, and I know the fans don't want that at all. And, you know, the main thing, we want to make the playoffs. We obviously want to challenge for the Challenge Cup, and obviously we want to win that conference title. So it's going to be a challenge. I think all the teams are, you know, they're deep. The league's getting better year in, year out, from coaching players, and it's going to be a challenge all the way around, but I think we can get the job done.
And finally, you said you'd learned a lot about yourself over the last year from the disappointing experience in Coventry as well. Do you feel Dundee are getting a better coach?
Oh, much better coach. Much better coach. I think the 4 or 5 months I spent in Hungary really made me a better person, made me a better coach. Just learning a lot of little things and how they do things in mainland Europe, and a lot of things I can bring back to the UK that I didn't know before. You know, it's like Tom going to Sheffield. You know, he learned a lot in Denmark and Sweden. I learned a ton in Hungary in just that 4 or 5 month period, and everything from off ice stuff to on ice things. They're getting a much better coach than I was a year ago.
And there we are. That's one of the first interviews with Dundee Stars new coach Mark Lefevre, who joins the club after a spell in Hungary and after starting last season as the coach of Coventry Blaze. You'll notice I kept away from asking him about his suits as well. I dare say he'll have something lined up for the Dundee fans. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Slapshot Scotland. Thank you very much to Mark Lefevre for his time as well. That's all from me. Bye for now.